Hi, I'm Larry Gregory here at BizSpark Camp New York City. I'm joined by Chatfee. Welcome.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the solution that you're building?
Sure. Chatfee is, you can think of it as being the reverse of a social network at its core. So what I mean by that is we're more concerned with voice, so getting people to talk to each other, as opposed to text and image-based interactions. And we're also very interested in getting people to dialogue based on topics of interest, things they're passionate about, rather than looking at each other's profiles or looking at pictures and responding in that manner. And so we have a at this point a web and phone based user interface. And basically, what people do is they'll go, at least to start, they'll go to our website. They will see a few things there. They'll see a number of conversation topics, what we call them. They might see something about the movie Avatar, or maybe the Jets, if they like sports, or the recent State of the Union address. So choose something that they want to actually have a conversation about, something they're really interested in. We'll then match them with another person who has that same interest, and we'll call both of them on the phone. So that enables it to be mobile, and then you can carry this with you. You'll use this on a smartphone if you wanted. And at this point, we're a very lean startup, bootstrapped. We have learned a ton over the months and of developing this, but we're currently in a private beta. So we have on an invitation basis, we have people who are using it and giving us great feedback. But it's a working product and. That's basically Chatfee.
This is really interesting. Very different. How have you kind of validated that you're actually building something that's that a customer would want or one of these end users would actually want?
Great question. And this has been on our mind really from the beginning. And I'll let also Ed and maybe a bit later discuss this in more detail. But basically what we've done is we've had a lot of early stage interactions with early customers. That's enabled us to really refine this concept, and it certainly has changed over time, and also refine the user interface. And at the same time, we've also had early stage discussions with potential business partners or customers, because with the same technology, there are a number of directions that you could go, and there are specific applications that are really applicable to, say, a business user that are a bit different from the consumer side. This could be anything from forming a group of some sort. Could be a support group to deal with a life inflection point. Something you really need to talk to another person who's going through the same thing. You want voice. You don't want to read, or you don't want to message someone in text. And alternative dating applications. There's a number of things that we're exploring at this point. But it really always comes back to having this dialogue with the potential customer and really understanding where the value is going to be on their side.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the technology that you're...
Sure. As Paul said, we are a lean startup and we're bootstrap. We lean toward all technologies are at least either free or open source or minimally cost prohibitive. So things like we just have a Java, HTML, CSS. As far as hosting, we are self-hosting and network access. That's good for files these days. We have that also. And the server room is basically apartment at this moment. And we outsource some stuff. Our telephony, we use Asterisk open source.
And what part of BizSpark is valuable for you at this point to be leveraging the technology that's provided through that program?
The part that we immediately came to mind is availability, because right now we're self-hosting, so if our things go down, we don't have much choice as to disconnect all the users. So BizSpark, with the talking about the Azure technology, allows us things like availability and scalability.
Okay, so you're looking to move from the apartment-based hosting to cloud-based computing, and you'll still have your Java-based client that will leverage the Azure cloud? Is that the
idea? There'll be a mix of technology, and possibly there are some good arguments to even migrate code over, because they have auto-loading, auto-balancing inside built in, and SQL for performance.
Great, so, great. Any advice that you'd give to other entrepreneurs or developers that are just starting out?
Well, sure. I mean, that's kind of a tricky question, because to some degree, many startups are unique on their own. But I would say, as Paul alluded to earlier, to get that conversation started with the customer as early as possible. So for example, in our case, just by illustration, we've gone out on site to different user locations and really interacted with hundreds of individual users and gotten their direct feedback and taken their surveys and conducted different types of group tests to really figure out where the sticking points of understanding and usability are. So I would recommend, you know, kind of generally to new startups to do sort of the same thing early on, just to really continually converse with potential customers.
Great. So that's, I think that's a best practice in an entrepreneur, to be able to constantly adjust and not be so wedded to the original thought that you'll ultimately find that big win. So I wish you guys the best. Enjoy the rest of BizSpark Camp.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.